The next patient is Mr. Willie Dunbar. The last name is D-U-N-B-A-R. Dunbar. This is the clinical case of a 83-year-old African-American male that has a history of a CKD stage 3B-4. Period. This patient used to be a heavy smoker. And he has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, that all that factors that are making a contribution to the nephrosclerosis that is going on. Period. The patient remains in very stable condition. The serum creatinine has not changed 2 milligrams per cent. The BUN is 34. The patient estimated GFR is 31.4 milliliters per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is close to 200 milligrams in 24 hours. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The pelvic ultrasound, as we mentioned before, showed a prostatic enlargement. The patient has nocturia times one. He doesn't have a too strained to urinate. Number two, the patient is very stable from the lipid point of view. The cholesterol is 128, the HDL is 50, and the LDL is 78. He's to continue with the same medications. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Following number, diabetes mellitus, that is with the hemoglobin A1C, that is 6.7. Following number, a history of gout with uric acid that is under control. The patient continues to take allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. Following number, the vitamin D deficiency is overcorrected, is more than 100. For that reason, we are going to decrease the intake of the vitamin D to every other day. Following number, the patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He quit smoking 17 years ago. He has been complaining of a bloating sensation in the abdomen, could be related to the COPD. Following number, the patient had a history of a tumor in the stomach. A resection was made. The patient is cancer-free, and he follows by GI. We are asking the patient to follow a low-sodium diet, a protein-restricted diet, try to avoid red meats, pork, and poultry as much as possible, and be conservative with the administration of fluids, period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time in the evaluation of the lab, 18 minutes in the face-to-face and 5 minutes in the documentation.